This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast Studio, here's Jared Anderson.
And a very good Monday, September 9th to you. Hey there, welcome back into the County 10 Podcast. Episode 36, I think we're up to now. Glad you could make it again. Hope your week's off to a great start. Going to be a fun week. We've got some really cool guests lined up for you. And excited to introduce you to the new Lander Chamber of Commerce director on today's show. Owen Sweeney will join us. We'll learn a little bit more about Owen. He is not a Wyoming native. He's been out here for about 8 years, so we'll learn a little bit more about his history, his plans for the Chamber of Commerce, and the city of Lander coming up. As always, the County 10 Podcast is made possible by Rendezvous Dental, our great friends Dr. Crane and Dr. Sackett, and their fantastic staff work hard to bring you the latest techniques and technology with the state-of-the-art facility and state-of-the-art equipment they have at 312 North 8th West in downtown Riverton. Got to see Dr. Crane over at our community barbecue a few days ago. They're doing some amazing things down there, and of course, are working on transitioning into a new building at Sunset and North 8th West. That'll be a few months down the road, though. They've still got a great space over on North 8th West. You can follow the journey into the new building and some more details on their Facebook and Instagram page. Great time for a teeth cleaning. Get them all shiny, back to school. Probably school photo season coming up, so go get a teeth cleaning scheduled. And they're accepting new patients, including children, at Rendezvous Dental. County 10 Podcast also made possible by Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique at 258 Main Street. They're in beautiful downtown Lander. They've got that New Zealand line of clothing. It's called Foil. And you want to go check this out because the Bells and Bows crew swears to me that this is the softest wool they've ever felt in this New Zealand line. Apparently, New Zealand does really soft merino wool. And so they sought out this company. It's called Foil. You got to go check out the new clothing line at Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique. Again, right in the middle of downtown Lander. They've got a great sign there. Great looking store. You can't miss it. Follow Bells and Bows on Facebook for more. And they do more than clothes, too. They've got some home decor stuff. They've got some bath stuff in there. I always use this as an example, but my three-year-old loves bath bombs, and she goes in there and buys them all the time. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, 258 Main Street, making the County 10 Podcast possible. The new Lander Chamber of Commerce director, Owen Sweeney, joins us after we hear from our good friend Jack Schmidt.
I used to shoe horses. I used to shear sheep. I worked at a feedlot quite a while. I grew up dreaming of buying a ranch and raising cattle and horses in style, but life pulled a fast one. Time took a turn. Fate pulled that wool over my eyes. You see, it takes more than hard work and dreaming to buy a ranch and survive. So then I bought cattle, I traded horses, I sold feed. I worked for the Livestock Gazette, doing whatever it took to stay close to that land that I'd never get. I was in ag broadcasting, in ranch real estate, in my hat, my boots, and my gloves, drawing a check as I went down the road from the people that I wished that I was. Well, I know I've been lucky. They had all these jobs. They let me stay close to the land. I'll never own that ranch in my dreams, but maybe I can lend you a hand. This is Jack Schmidt. I'll soon be starting a new podcast here on County 10, a podcast about food, about local food, and specifically about the genesis of the Riverton Local Food Hub. If your response to this is, why? There's plenty of food right here in the local stores. Well, we kind of need to talk. We do have a website, therivertonlocalfoodhub.com, and also a Facebook page. Leave us a message and a comment, and stay tuned, because here we go. Jack Schmidt, County 10. Good day.
If you care about local food, farming, ranching, agriculture, or just want to listen to a really cool cowboy poet with a great voice, check out the Fremont Local Food Hub podcast. It was fun to catch up with Jack this weekend at the Roasters Rendezvous event. He put on a great demonstration on cowboy coffee. On Sunday, I stopped by one of those vendors in Riverton and picked up some Palisade peaches and sweet corn, which is in season right now and just phenomenal. And I knew that if Jack had seen my purchase, he would have patted me on the back. Every time I think local food now, I think Jack Schmidt. Check out that Fremont Local Food Hub podcast. If you haven't yet, we'll get another episode. In fact, we may have two episodes for you this week with Jack Schmidt. Without further ado, we are joined in the Porter's 10Cast studio now by Owen Sweeney. Owen is the brand new Lander Chamber of Commerce director. Mr. Sweeney, thanks so much for joining us here. Appreciate that. How are things?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the opportunity to come and visit with you.
Good. Absolutely. Feel free to adjust that mic if you want to get a little closer to you. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, sure.
For folks that don't know you, what's your background like? Where are you from originally? And yeah, how'd you find your way to Lander?
Well, that's a long and circuitous route, but I'm born in New York City in Brooklyn. And when I was three, my father moved us down to what then was the Sticks, but became the Jersey Shore. Mm-hmm. Lived there for about 20 some odd years and then hopped all the way over to California for undergraduate school and ended up working for, in graduate school, was in the California State Senate as a legislative fellow there, and then got into a career of state and local government affairs, which I was in for quite some time. Ended up relocating all the way across the country again, back to the Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. Mm. My wife and I were married there. We had most of our kids there. And then we ended up here in Fremont County. And that was remarkable because I had never heard of Fremont County before.
Sure.
And we, I was working for a large software corporation, and we had a rather large layoff. And so the legal department was sort of let go en masse. And I was looking for something new. And I heard about this college. I had already known about Wyoming Catholic College in Lander, of course. And there were some people there who helped begin WCC, who I actually went to school with in Southern California.
Oh, so interesting.
So, yeah, I learned about they had an opening for their admissions director position. And so I looked into it and talked with some folks, and they said you'd be a great fit. And so we came and visited. We were just blown away by the whole operation and just Lander and Fremont County. So we moved here, and we love it, and we're thrilled that we're staying. I'm no longer with the school, but we weren't sure if we were going to stay or not, and we're thrilled that we are. We're excited to be here. I'm excited for the new position. I've been working intensely for a while, and so now it's an opportunity to engage more broadly with the community. And,
sure,
and now that we're sure that we're going to be here, I want to help engage in the conversation about how to make Lander and the broader Fremont County area a place that people can grow up into and maybe one day come back to. That's mm-hmm. something I'm hearing. I'm only on the job 4 days now, but that's something that I'm hearing already. Yeah. So I'm definitely drinking from the fire hose. So,
yeah.
But that's something I hear repeatedly on only my fourth day. People are concerned. They're moving here to raise their children and then their children, sure, move away and don't come back. And, obviously there are many, many reasons for that. And, but I'm interested now that we're here, what are my kids going to do? Is there going to be an opportunity for them to come back? So I'm excited to engage in that conversation and to help make Lander and the surrounding region a place that can support, a sustainable community where people can grow up and take advantage of the incredible opportunities that exist here.
How did the decision process kind of go? I know Lander Chamber had an interim director for a little while, mm-hmm. but what was the process for you? Was that an application process? How did you get selected, I guess?
It was, yes. So I learned about the job, oh gosh, maybe about a month and a half ago, mm-hmm. and submitted my application. I had known Brian, the previous director, and of course Carol,
yep,
who's the associate director there, and not all that well, but I knew them well enough. So I just pinged her an email and said, "Hey, are you still looking to fill the position?" And she said, "Yes." And so within just a few days, I was brought in, met with the selection committee there. That went very well, and I was recommended to the full board for a final interview. That went well.
Cool.
And so here I am.
Cool. Day four, so I'm not going to grill you too much here. But initially, your plans for the job for Lander, is there anything you can report? Or is it just kind of getting a sense of everything first before you come into a plan of action of what the next step is?
Yeah, they asked me that very same thing when I was, why are you interested in the position? What's your vision? And to be quite frank, you know, in my life, I've always been the kind of person who I come and observe and I see what's going on before me. And I realize that I'm relatively new to Wyoming and to Lander. Of course, only been here 8 years. So there's a lot. I'm entering into a conversation that's been going on for a long time. So it's not my job to come in and say, well, let me tell you what I think.
Yeah.
Not at all. It's quite the opposite. My intention as I begin this new endeavor is to do a lot of listening, meeting with a lot of people, meeting with our members, hopefully bringing new members into the fold, and really connecting people. I know that's what you're all about here, of course. Mm-hmm. But that's something that it just was part of who I was for a long time, both privately, but also in my career. I've always found myself in a position of looking at different people and saying, you know what, you guys should be connected. We're working on the same thing. Did you know that? Did you know that we could come together and work together towards a common goal that could be mutually beneficial for all of us? And so everywhere I've been, whether it's been working for, you know, the software company in government relations, whether it was working, I used to work for, previously to that, for the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. So I'm familiar with working for a membership and on their behalf. And so I learned a lot. AOPA was it continues to be one of the most well-known membership associations out there. So I learned an awful lot from that. And of course, you know, moving here to Lander and connecting with students, not only here in Wyoming, but from all over the country, mm-hmm. and connecting to them to a really unique school here.
Yeah.
And that was a tremendous opportunity to be involved in that. So it's always been about connecting, finding people who have similar interests and hopefully similar goals.
Yeah. You talk about connecting and getting young people opportunities in Lander. Are those the biggest issues facing Lander that you see right now? Or what are some of the biggest issues you want to kind of tackle as chamber director?
You know, I can't really say that right now. I just, you know, fourth day, want to know what people have to say. How have they viewed their chamber memberships? Mm-hmm. What do they think the chamber has done well? Where can the chamber improve? Are there things that the chamber has never considered before that maybe we would consider again? My own, you know, the most... My experience comes primarily from the world of state and local government affairs. So, you know, I have a personal interest in that, but does that mean Owen Sweeney's vision is to turn the chamber into a lobbying machine? No, that's not my goal.
Yeah.
But we do have a relationship with the city and we do have a relationship with other governmental organizations, of course. And so my hope is to use that experience to communicate to local governments the concerns of local businesses and the other organizations that are members of the chamber. Mm-hmm. And to just, again, connect people, engage in that conversation, make sure everybody as best as possible knows what other people are saying.
Yeah. Well, besides the college, I guess at the time, what's your favorite thing about Lander and Central Wyoming? What was the thing that made you want to stay here after having never have heard about Fremont County? Why do you want to stay?
Just the wide open spaces, the connectivity to such remarkable outdoor experiences. The community in Lander too is really wonderful. It's tight knit.
Yep.
People help each other out. You know, you've probably heard these things before. I certainly hear them over and over again from people. And my children have benefited, my wife and I, we have 9 children, and they have experienced things here that they never would have experienced in suburbia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a time there where we were wondering whether we'd get to stay here because we wanted to. And our kids would moan and groan and say, oh no, please don't take us. And,
oh, cool.
And we said, we don't want to. And so now we've been blessed you know, with this opportunity here with me at the chamber that we can stay and stability. And so I'm just so thankful for that opportunity. I'm grateful to the board of directors for offering me the position. I'm thrilled to be starting and like I said before, making Lander a place that people feel secure, that there's a future for them in Lander and Fremont County.
Away from professional life, what are your hobbies?
Oh gosh, well, you know, I love mountain biking. I haven't engaged in mountain biking as much in recent years as I used to, but I'm eager to get back into doing that again. Of course, you know, Lander's becoming a mountain biking mecca. It seems like there's an event almost, you know, every month, which is wonderful. It's great. I have a friend, actually, it's interesting. He grew up in Casper and we met in school in California, and he lives out in Virginia where we lived together for years. And he sees the pictures that I send him and he says, oh my gosh, I wish I could come back. But I love the outdoors. I guess number one, the one thing I do the most now, because I can fit it in rather easily, is hiking. Mm-hmm. I just love getting up into the winds. I don't get to go very deeply. I have done one expedition, which was just a highlight of my life. My knees regretted that, but that's what happens of a life of, you know, sports and wrecking your body as a young man. Sure. So, but I love that. Love going out with the kids. So those are the things that we love to do. Just the wide open spaces and taking advantage of those opportunities here. It seems almost unparalleled.
In your 8 years out here, have you seen Lander grow? Does it seem like it's getting busier? And you mentioned those events. It seems like when I go through town now, as opposed to even a few years ago, it's a little more crowded on weekends because of these events and things kind of booming over there economically.
Yeah, well, certainly Lander Live has been a tremendous success. It's become a much beloved concert series that we put on each summer. So, you know, kudos to Brian and to the other members of the staff at the Chamber and, of course, the board for supporting that vision. The Chamber has really built a much beloved events outside of not only I should say, in addition to the Lander Live series, there's also, of course, Brewfest, which is just tremendously popular. It seems like there's, I guess you might be able to judge the success of Lander maybe by how much my kids grown more about traffic, which I have to laugh about.
Yeah.
You know, growing up in New York area and living in two of the most horrific places you can imagine for traffic, Southern California and Virginia, DC area. Mm-hmm. So my children, we just have to chuckle and shake our heads, you know, if they have to wait two cars at a red light, it's the end of the world. So I think we are seeing some growth there. There's been some movement on Main Street. You know, when I first started, I heard a lot of people saying, oh, it's such a shame, you know, that this store is gone and that store is gone, but that's cyclical. I don't think that should be shocking to anybody. It was interesting to see that some of the places that maybe some people thought shut down simply just moved to a different venue that was better for them.
Sure.
And so right now there's a lot of activity going on. One thing I've noticed for sure is a lot of companies are engaging in facelifts of their storefronts, which is nice to see. Certainly they must have some kind of ability to do that. So good for them, good for the contractors that they're hiring. And it's nice to see that kind of economic community. It seems like there's more little eateries all around town and the ones that have been around for a while. It seems to me they've gotten to the point of being sustainable. And I think they're going to be around for a long time. A lot more movement up and down Main Street. I think I'm observing the same things you're observing.
Yeah. Finally for you, what do you need from the public? How can the public help make Lander the best place it can be? And where can we follow more for you in the chamber?
Sure. Well, of course you can just, you know, contact me directly. I'm, as I mentioned earlier, I'm all about right now listening and learning. before I try to impose any kind of grand scheme or design. That's not my goal at all. I welcome conversations. Part of the reason why I was interested in taking this position was to do just that, was to get out and meet with people, to meet our members, to meet potential new members. You can email me, director@landerchamber.org. I'm available and open. Come to the visitor center, the new visitor center in Lander, walk through the door. I'm usually there unless I'm out meeting and greeting with members, which is what I hope to begin doing. As I mentioned, it's only my fourth day, so my hope and plan is to get out and meet with as many people as possible and just hear what they have to say, but be involved and don't be afraid to pick up the phone or walk through the door.
Sure. All right. So congrats on the new position. We'll be in touch down the road, I'm sure, but thanks for coming in and appreciate your time.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks so much.
Owen Sweeney, thanks to him for spending some time with us here in the Porter's 10Cast studio. We'll follow the Lander Chamber of Commerce here very closely over the next few weeks to see the new developments, and follow the Riverton Chamber of Commerce very closely too, with Ashley Strickland recently taking over. You can go back and check out that episode if you search for it at 10cast.county10.com or via your podcast app. We'll close out the show here with a look at a few events, kind of slowing down, especially the first part of this week. Wednesday, though, the Riverton Farmers Market back at City Park, 5 to 7 o'clock. Dubois Farmers Market back on Thursday from 4 to 6 at Nostalgia Bistro. Coming up this weekend, Thursday and Friday, the Wild Horse and Burro Adoption at the Riverton Honor Farm. More details on that up at county10.com. And I'm looking forward to this on Saturday, the Lander Pioneer Museum hosting the Apple City Festival. That's another one of those great events that you can go check out from the Fremont County Museum System. All the details on that through the Fremont County Museum System website or at county10.com. We'll get more into community events as we get closer to the weekend. Not a lot happening here in the first part of the week. Drive safe in the fog. It should be foggy again out there tomorrow, it looks like, on the forecast. So be safe, whatever you're doing. Thanks for tuning into the County 10 Podcast. A new episode of Freako Weeko is due out later today, Monday, with Terry and Amara. Lots of podcasts here on the 10Cast Network. Have a great rest of your day. Thanks again to Owen Sweeney for stopping by. We'll see you tomorrow for more of the County 10 Podcast.
The County 10 Podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porter's. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.